Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and their distributor, Essential Formulas. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's, now available on Amazon. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we hope that you're all doing well today, and wanted to just give you a little information about Conscious Talk Radio. For those of you that might be listening for the very first time, we are a five-day-a-week show, and we talk about health and animals and the environment and relationships and spirituality and all sorts of topics, and we can talk about anything because we bring consciousness to those subjects.
And really, that's the point, is that we talk about consciousness because that's the basis of everything we do and where we come from. So how we approach any subject depends on the consciousness behind it. And, you know, also on a practical level, you know, we want to tell you a little bit about our site, because not only do we have archives for at least 2 years, but there's free podcasting. The podcast goes up a couple of hours after the live show. And, you know, obviously that's available to any device, and how to sign up for that, because it's free, is right there on the site. But also, every guest has a guest page. And if you want to find out about those guests, you can put their name in the search engine. It'll take you to their page. It'll connect you with their websites. There'll be a little bio there, and also a play button for any of the shows they've been on.
And we have information on the products from the sponsors that come on our show. And folks, these are all time tested products. We wouldn't bring them forward if we didn't believe in their efficacy and that we use them ourselves. We also have a Facebook page that we post a lot of very interesting things, and we stream live into 152 countries. So, you know, we're getting out there that way as well, which is available. So, you know, we are one of these shows that are bringing upliftment and empowerment and hopefully inspiration and information into your life.
So check out ConsciousTalk.net. And if you are outside of our broadcast area, it's the best way to get the show. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, acceptance. It's something a lot of us are having challenges with. Is it a spiritual concept that's like a bridge too far? Well, we'll talk to Daniel Miller, author of The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are, for some perspective on it all. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And that listener is you.
Well, we have had a lot of gifts of late, and today's no exception. Our special guest is Daniel Miller. He's the author of the best-selling Losing Control, Finding Serenity. But we read his book, The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are. And a little bit of background on Daniel. After graduating from UCLA with honors in business administration, he finished in the top 5% of his class at UCLA School of Law. And then, while still in his 20s, he became a popular real estate instructor in the UCLA Extension Program. In his 30s, he wrote a respected professional book, How to Invest in Real Estate Syndicates. And he later founded the California Institute of Real Estate Education. So, you know, what has he done? What are you doing next, I guess, is the question. But we're going to find out because we've got Daniel with us. Daniel, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you, Rob. It's great to be on.
Well, I think the first thing that we'd like to know, Daniel, is what happened in your life that brought acceptance to the forefront for you?
Well, there was about 30 years ago, there's a traumatic series of events, like one thing after another, including someone trying to burn our house down, coming with a machete, and just all kinds of things. And I don't need to get into it now, but the final one was I had woken up in a very cold room and hearing some noise, and then realized it was my doctor asking for permission to go further. I had skin cancer that I didn't attend to on my nose because I was so busy trying to control things in a very non-accepting manner, and that included missing important doctor appointments. And I ultimately had five surgeries over a two-year period and lost half the nose, and fortunately it was reconstructed. He was a great doctor. But that's when that was the final sort of wake-up call after other wake-up calls I wasn't really paying attention to. And I realized that my controlling ways not only were not serving me, they were really harming me. And that's when I first began to surrender, because I had to. I didn't have the energy or the wherewithal to just keep going the way I was. I was financially very successful and had accomplished a lot, but I didn't have that inner sense of peace and tranquility and serenity in my core. And so what evolved from that was my first book, and this was really, quite honestly, the first book was over a 20-year period before it came out, The Losing Control, Finding Serenity. That was well received, and following that, you know, I started doing blog posts, and one was a short one, was, you know, five good reasons why we should accept people as they are. And the response was amazing, and to this day, it's often on the first page of, you know, Google search results. And that led me to to start writing and exploring more the concept of acceptance. For one thing, I'm very aware and became very aware of is that when I'm able to accept people and things as they are, I don't need to try to control them. So it really is a true antidote to our controlling natures. And it just kept going and writing, and after 6 years, a few months ago, this other book was published, The Gifts of Acceptance.
You know, acceptance, it sounds like an easy concept, you know, accepting people, et cetera. We're not seeing that really demonstrated out there in the world as much as it should be. But there are challenges coming with this whole idea of accepting. So what would be some of the challenges that perhaps you ran into?
Well, the thing with acceptance is we're often fearful, you know, of accepting people's alternative views or that disagree with us, or letting things be, whether it's in business or our relationships. Is letting them play out in a more natural way, in a more accepting way. So fear, and the acronym I like to use for fear is future events already ruined. Meaning we tend to speculate on the negative of the things that might happen. And that's a big obstacle to acceptance. But another one, and it's a big one for me to this day, and I have to say, and I think you mentioned, Rob, it is challenging. It's easy to give a definition of acceptance, because to me, I define acceptance as accepting the underlying reality of the situation, the objective facts, if you will. But I add without judgment or negative feelings. So it's more of a neutral mindset, an even-keeled mindset. But it's hard to get to that, and I do write about some ways that, you know, that readers can try to do that. But in my own case, I found my lack of humility, my tendency to want to judge and feel that I am right, that my way is the best way. When you get into that mindset or that attitude, you really can't be accepting of others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big obstacle that we need to work on. Another major obstacle to acceptance, and one that I think is prevalent today in our lives, is denial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we deny, we are not even aware of what we need to accept.
Mm-hmm.
So the very problems that are really creating our denial, we can't even begin to approach to try to resolve because of our denial.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big one. And I try to write about that and give some help or at least some suggestions. I'll give you an example. There's a series of self-inquiries that we can ask ourselves regarding denial. Here's just a couple. We can ask, is an important area of my life becoming unmanageable? Meaning, you know, if something's really not working and creating issues for us, that's a sign that we are in denial of something, and we need to examine that. Are my important relationships being impacted by something? Same thing, it's often our denial of the issues that we need to be addressing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole slew of things that create denial. So it takes introspection. It takes honesty. It takes not deflecting things, not miscreating or not wishful thinking. So all these things can create the denial that prevents our accepting of things that I think we need to accept.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is such a huge topic to be discussing, Daniel. You know, if we were masters at acceptance, we could have a much more peaceful world than we have today.
No question about it, Brenda.
Yeah.
You know, I think our world, I think you'd agree, is in need of repair more than ever.
Yes.
And I write a little bit about in the book, but in some of my interviews with people and discussions, it's like what I'm trying to do and what I hope the book can do is that maybe acceptance can be an important conversation starter,
mm-hmm.
you know, in which we can really truly listen to others, not to assume they're out to harm us
mm-hmm.
or to get us,
mm-hmm.
Not to let our fear intervene so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can begin to have these conversations in which we're not name-calling, we're not, you know, invectives and trying to antagonize, because that's what's going on today so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's so many polarized things in our world today. And, yeah, acceptance is hard. It's hard in those cases. I understand that. But if we can begin to have the conversation, I think it really will help.
Mm-hmm. And just being able to have that conversation, being able to even open up the door to that conversation, you know, we do a lot of counseling of people, and we have found, and it just, again, it depends on the state of denial that they are in.
Yes.
That even bringing that up, you can feel without even, I could close my eyes and I can feel the defensiveness that starts to show up,
yes.
That we've already kind of programmed ourselves around all of that.
Yes.
And just opening that door is a big one to begin with, and just a subject I think is well worth discussing the way we are today.
Well, we are here with Daniel A. Miller. We're talking about his newest book, The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are. Important for us all to learn. We'll be back with a lot more with Daniel after these messages.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Hello, this is Brenda Michaels.
And Rob Spears of Conscious Talk. And we want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2018 KKNW Listener Survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added incentive, when you fill out the survey, you have a chance to win round-trip passage on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, B.C., plus a $100 gift certificate to Schwartz Brothers Restaurants.
So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. And thank you for all the past listenership and for helping us improve this station. Great prizes might be yours, but you must fill out the survey. One lucky person's name will be drawn on November 6th, so log on to 1150kknw.com now and fill out the survey. Complete contest rules can be found at 1150kknw.com, so log on for all the details.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk and so glad to have you on board. And as always, we love to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. You can find out everything you need to know about our authors and other experts we talk to by going to their page, which you'll find on ConsciousTalk.net. All you have to do is put their name in the search engine. You'll find their page. You'll find the link to their websites, titles of their books, which you can click on, and it will take you right to Amazon. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today our very special guest is Daniel Miller. And the book is The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are. His website is Daniel, DanielAMiller.com. DanielAMiller.com. So, Daniel, do we expect too much of people when it comes to acceptance? And if we did accept them, are we condoning their behavior?
Two very good questions, Brenda. The answers are yes and yes in most cases. I like to say when we are too expecting, we cannot be accepting. Almost by definition, because that means we're putting pressure on people to be and act in certain ways that we think will make our life better or easier. So that puts unneeded pressure. So, you know, I'd like to say it's important to moderate our expectations. And there's a tie-in here, like with control. The same thing is when we are expecting, we're usually controlling, right? So if we can moderate and lessen our expectations and allow others just to sort of be as they are, that can lead to acceptance, and it can lead to the type of acceptance where people are more willing to open up to us. And I have found that in my case, particularly with my three children. I had expectations of them, and that created certain pressures. But I've learned I always have some expectations. I don't think that's harmful, but I've really learned to reduce and moderate. And as a result, we have more connection. They feel safer in opening up and disclosing things to me. And so it all sort of all goes together. And acceptance is, I think, the glue that binds all that.
But what about condoning their behavior if we accept them?
Okay, that's, I think, a misperception often about acceptance. Acceptance is not being a doormat. It is not being passive. It does not mean you're excusing or condoning anyone's behavior. But what it does mean is you're looking at it, you're seeing it for what it is, and oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, we cannot really change others in any meaningful way, meaning that behavior that we may not like. But with acceptance, in that more neutral, even-keel type of acceptance, in other words, if I can see this as the way a person is without any fear or too much judgment, if I can just be more neutral, what it does, that allows me to change my focus from them to me. When I put that focus on myself, it allows me to see, okay, this is the way this person is or the situation is. What are my realistic choices that I can do that will be better for me? So, again, it's a good question, but we are not condoning when we are accepting. We are not giving up our principles, and we are not being passive. Sometimes we can accept and still be very assertive. You know, if things are extremely offensive or onerous or abusive, we definitely need to defend ourselves and stand up for ourselves.
You know, you mentioned dealing with children. And of course, you have children of your own, and you've probably dealt with this. But this also enters that realm of at what point do you need to let them learn their own lessons versus, you know, as part of acceptance versus I better intervene because, you know, I don't want them to be that way.
Yeah, Rob, that's a constant challenge I think we have as parents. And I in my first book and in this book, I really get into that. And I refer to that as the fundamental parental challenge, okay, as you sort of defined it. I feel that as parents, we want to guide them. We want to instill good moral values and ethics and manners and things like that. But we have to be, I believe, very careful that we don't go too far with that, that we become too protective, doing too much for them, being too enabling, not letting them fail, not letting them make mistakes, because that's where learning comes. That's where our independence and self-sufficiency comes, you know, as children. So it's really finding that balance. And in my case, with my three children, they're all different, and that balancing line was different for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But the overriding thing that I had to deal with in finding that balance is dealing with my parental fears.
Yes.
My fears for them.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at that and say, you know, how real are those fears? You know, if they don't study the way I think they should study and get the grades I think they should get and get into that college I want them to get into, how important is that in the overall scheme of things?
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found is, and maybe I'm blessed, and I am blessed, because my children have pretty much done it their own way. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can be a guide, I can be a mentor, I can be to encourage them and support them, but they're so different than me. And when I have tried to interfere or intervene, it usually obstructed their life path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we learned around that too, Daniel, with our couple of daughters and grandchildren is when we try to control their lives, when we try to keep them from making mistakes where they can learn some very valuable lessons, we're saying we do not have faith in you. We're saying we do not hold you capable. And so by stepping back, it made it easier for us to accept some of their decisions by holding them capable and having faith that they could learn what they needed to learn so they could get on with their lives.
That's an excellent point. That's a really excellent, important point. We're giving them or offering them the ability to try to be resilient.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that we have faith that they are, and that
yes.
and that we have faith that they're very capable of figuring it out. Now, if they came to us desperate because they made this really horrible mistake, of course, we'd have to accept that and we'd help them.
Yes.
But on other issues where parents tend to want to intervene and not accept what their kids are acting out like or what they're, you know,
right.
saying or doing, that can become a problem if we don't hold them capable.
And in the realm of allowing someone to fail,
mm-hmm.
when we look at our own lives, and I know I'm fairly perfectionistic, but I don't like to fail. I don't like to accept failure. I've always been trained that way. You know, you just keep pushing
right.
and pushing. So does acceptance, are you talking in that realm also?
Yes, I believe we need to be able to accept our failures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan gives an example that for him, failure breeds success, and he talks about how many crucial points he missed, key points, you know, and look what all he accomplished. And you look back historically, and you'll see a lot of people talking in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is important in that context to be able to look at what maybe caused us to so-called, you know, fail. You know, were our expectations too high?
Mm-hmm.
Were they, maybe they were not realistic in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And there's often a question, did we really fail? You know, who's
yeah.
the judge of that?
Right, right.
It's usually ourselves. It may be somebody else or like a boss or someone. But those are things we need to look at. But we just need to accept we're not perfect. And that's
yeah. right.
Easy enough
right.
Do.
Right.
I'm not perfect, but I try my best. I make mistakes. I try not to harbor on them. I try to see why I made those mistakes
mm-hmm.
so that I hopefully won't repeat them, you know, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I
accept that.
Right.
And I try to accept it without personal judgment. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
If we start judging ourselves too harshly,
yes.
that's not productive. That's not going to help us.
Right.
Yeah.
And that takes us out of the realm of acceptance. It also takes us out of the realm of, Rob and I have a mantra we use that everything is for us. Everything.
Yeah.
So how can failure, I think what we hold around those things, Daniel, is a belief that there's something wrong in failure. And really, what's right about it is what we learned from it.
Yes.
So how can it be wrong to fail?
Exactly.
How else would we have learned? You
yes.
know, if unless we are masters of everything, we have to fail at certain things to learn. And I think it's really how we hold it and, you know, and the acceptance we give to ourselves. And I want to ask you, we're coming up on another break here, and you can answer this after the break, but if we hold more acceptance of ourselves with less judgment and less control, will we not get that mirrored back to us by others in our lives? Isn't it we who are really creating the non-acceptance, is what I'm asking, rather than it being outside of us? So when we come back, we're going to have Daniel answer that question. We're talking about the gifts of acceptance, embracing people and things as they are, which is his wonderful new book. It is a really good book. We highly recommend it. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And our very special guest is Daniel Miller. And his book is The Gifts of Acceptance. His website is danielamiller.com. And when we went to break, Daniel, right before, I asked you a question about acceptance. And I think this, the short form is, what I was getting at is our level of non-acceptance that we seem to get from the outside really our non-acceptance of ourselves and letting ourselves off the hook?
That's a good question. And I would say yes, at least as I understand your question, mm-hmm. is that if we are not accepting of who we are, mm-hmm. you know, flaws and all, mm-hmm. you know, then we're going to be giving too much credence to maybe what other people say or do.
Right.
And so the more we can begin to accept ourselves as we are in all of our imperfections, what I have also found, by the way, once we're able to do that, I find that I'm more able to accept others. When I judge others myself less, I judge others less, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's very connected together. So very, very definitely. And when it comes to self-acceptance, when I have a couple of chapters on it, is one is having the awareness of our pluses and our minuses, or, mm-hmm. you know, so-called pluses and our minuses. And also having a balance. In other words, things that we may think are bad about ourselves maybe aren't, or not as much. We may have needed those things to protect us to get to the point where we can now examine those things and say, maybe I don't need it anymore. Mm. You know, maybe my fears helped me along the way, but now that maybe I have a little more balance, I don't need to be as fearful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, things like that. And so I think for each of us, we have to look and get that balance. Like, when is being kind to others and doing things for others, especially our loved ones, when does that become enabling, mm-hmm. and taking away from them, as we talked about before,
mm-hmm. yeah.
depriving mm-hmm. them of their learning experiences? So, you know, it's all, I find it's all in trying to find the balance, and I think it's a personal thing, is to, you know, the balance is, can vary with the person, you know, but not to be too much to one extreme or the other. And for example, with control, you know, you have on the one hand surrender, and then you have on the other highly controlling behavior, and maybe we need to meet in that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I have a poem at the very beginning of The Gift of Acceptance called The Space Between. And there's the Buddhist tenet that our suffering is in the space between what we want and expect and the way things are. Mm-hmm. That there's that space or gap between those things, and that's where our suffering is. And I look at acceptance as a way to draw those two ends together and sort of more meet more in that middle. And with that, I'd like to think at least I'm going to have more serenity in my life,
yeah,
and less conflict in my life, mm-hmm. and less worry and anxiety in my life, because mm-hmm. I'm accepting the underlying reality of the situation, even though I may not like it,
mm.
it allows me to see what I can then do about it. And that's why I have chapters on, you know, accepting our limitations.
Right.
You know, we all have limitations, physical, emotional, and once we can begin to accept those, we could then see what choices that are there for us that can really help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when we're sick or ill or disease and mm-hmm. all that.
Right, right. Accepting those limitations is not the same as arguing for them, which we often hear. So I'm just curious. I mean, obviously, we just landed on serenity. That's an obvious gift of acceptance that you talk about, and you have a story in your book about that. But what are some of the other things besides serenity, you know, if we're going to land on some basics like that?
Well, okay, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I think acceptance is the means of reducing our need to control, or mm-hmm. a session with trying to control people and needs. When we accept, we reduce our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
When we are accepting of others, it allows us to create a stronger, closer bond with them,
mm-hmm.
right? And acceptance reduces stress and anxiety.
Yes.
When we accept things as they are, pretty much, there's really no need to stress or worry about them
right.
if we're in true acceptance.
Yeah, that could really reduce our stress.
Yeah, all these things together, in a way, the equation might say equals serenity.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Well, we're here with Daniel Miller. The book is The Gift of Acceptance. We'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622. 3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and the website is conscioustalk.net. You know, we do our broadcast show. It's live in the Puget Sound area, and then on the weekends in Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. But, you know, you may miss those. And not to worry, because we also stream all over the world, but we have a podcast that's free, and our archives are free. And the best way to catch up with a particular show is put the name of the guest in the search engine, find their page, and you'll find a play button for the show. There's so much you want to learn, you can't, you know, absorb it all at once often. You want to hear it more than once, and we allow you to do that for free. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today our special guest is Daniel A. Miller. And he wrote The Gifts of Acceptance, which is embracing people and things as they are. So Daniel, okay, so we're living a life of acceptance. Does that mean we're also becoming complacent?
No, Brenda, it does not. In many ways, we're maybe becoming even more active or more engaged.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is it's not a matter of being complacent, but acting on the choices, making the decision, you know, following the path, taking the opportunities that present themselves when we are in acceptance. And so that's why I like to say, with acceptance comes choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's fundamentally, and I encourage people in the book is to make that choice, to choose acceptance, to at least try it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is challenging, depending on the circumstances, certainly.
Of course.
And that's why I also encourage people just to take incremental small steps. Just try it a little bit, maybe mm-hmm. not in major arenas of your life at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And just try accepting, maybe letting your child do something maybe you wouldn't otherwise allow her to do or him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just maybe accept your spouse or your mate that maybe the way she wants to do something is better than you.
Right.
I have to laugh because that's the one I'm still, the biggest challenge for me is I keep thinking that I know what's best for others.
Oh, yeah. Resistance is futile. Yes.
And I'm on it, and thank God for my wife, as she just calls me on it every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I am getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and maybe what will help, Daniel, is that you accept that you are that way. And the more you accept that you are that way, she can accept it too. And then maybe at some point, it'll just kind of fade out of the picture. You never know.
I'm going to try that, Brenda.
Yeah.
I am really working on it.
Yeah. Because I really feel that acceptance is an inward game as much as an outward picture of how people treat you. Because, you know, when we're in judgment of how we are, and we hold on to that, that energy gets, you know, energy precedes us. It gets communicated, even though we're trying to hide it.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we laugh about a lot is that, you know, we think that often people, usually family members, think that we're crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But we're proud of that, and we've accepted the fact, and it allows us to go on with our life the way it is, because we don't fit exactly
into their
the
picture.
Model.
Right.
You know, I mean, you've had vast experience in the world of law and real estate and all of those things.
I relate to that. It's sort of you're staying out of the drama.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It does.
Exactly.
And maybe the dysfunction a little bit. And I think all families are, to some extent, dysfunctional. But,
mm-hmm.
but Brenda, what you were saying about accepting ourselves has sort of made me think about, you know, I think many of us, and I love my parents and they're still alive, but, you know, as growing up, sometimes I felt judged or what I was doing was not good enough or
right.
in the wrong way.
Right.
And I think that's fairly prevalent
mm-hmm.
with many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as you said, what that can create is this, I guess, lack of confidence or belief in that maybe we're just not good enough or we're not doing things well enough.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
So I think you're right, is learning to accept ourselves better
mm-hmm.
certainly is the way out of that.
Yeah, I think it's a real key to living with some grace, to be honest with you. When we can be accepting of ourselves, there's a real grace that can kind of fill in the blanks there a little bit.
Yeah, and it helps to have a little bit of a sense of humor about yourself. But, you know, that kind of brings up the arena of you're in a heated situation. And if you have actually considered this and practiced this, could this be helpful? Can acceptance work in the heat of the moment if you've been working with it?
It can. It's obviously a challenge, and it can be in the context of the heated moment is maybe deciding not to engage or
mm-hmm.
not to confront,
mm-hmm.
maybe just to listen and maybe not even comment. or if you're going to, or whatever you're going to say, if you can somehow feel that you're not being attacked, and then be more calm in your whatever your retort or response is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I actually wrote a fun little article and post, and I have it in the book, is like, you know, when it gets into the political arena about, let's say, a husband and wife, if, you know, what if one is pro-choice and one isn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, or one is for gun control and one isn't,
mm-hmm.
or whether the friends. So we get into those situations. It's hard to avoid. And I really think I can say is that I said at the beginning, if we can avoid the invectives, the name-calling, the harshness,
mm-hmm.
and at least to consider and to listen to the other people's point of view, because we're always going to have opposition, you know, or opposing views on things.
Right. Absolutely.
It's tough, you know, and I talk to people, and some people, they say, well, we're just not going to get together with these people. It's just too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Others is that they don't get into the conversation, or maybe some say, okay, no politics at dinner tonight.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Different ways of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's again, my hope is that acceptance is at least a conversation starter towards reconciliation of opposing views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We've had to learn that sometimes we can't make a difference.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's really started for us with things like natural health, because that's what we believed in, and we had great results. And I, in particular, come from a family with conventional medical background,
uh-huh.
and they think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did survive cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. But we have just agreed to not sort of, I accept that that's who they are,
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
their way, and mm-hmm. Whether they accept that in me or
mm-hmm.
not, you know, it doesn't matter. I've had to accept on both sides of the line, and that's brought us back to, okay, then what do we have in common?
That's a very good point, Rob.
Well, I think one of the other keys to acceptance, Daniel, and I don't know, maybe you would disagree with this, but to stop taking everything so personal.
Sure.
We take everything personal. We think it's a personal attack on us if someone doesn't agree with us politically. Or, you know, if, like Rob said, if someone doesn't agree with the way we choose to deal with our bodies, if we take it personally, how can we ever be in acceptance?
That's a really good point. And I, in my own life, and I have some stories in my books about, particularly in business, where I would take someone's behavior so personally
mm-hmm.
that I would get into a retaliation mode.
Right.
That was harmful to me.
Yes.
And that's why I have a chapter in the book, Accepting Our Foes,
mm-hmm.
as they
mm-hmm.
are,
mm-hmm.
and why we should do that, what that means and why we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had situations when I've been able to do that, and not that I'm accepting what they're doing.
Right.
You know, but I'm accepting this is the way they are, and I'm not going to be able to change them. When I'm accepting what they're doing, and if I can just, again, get into that non-anger, non-resentful, non-retaliation mindset, I can then make a decision or take an action that ultimately is the best one for me.
Absolutely.
And I've had numerous times in business where now that really works for me,
mm-hmm.
where I don't get into battle. I don't get into having to pay expensive legal fees.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Amen.
I had a tenant that was creating all kinds of havoc with parking and overloading and other tenants. And at first I was really upset and was going to get an attorney involved. But then I really was able to step back over the weekend and realize this person's business had almost doubled in a year.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing this to try to harm me. He was doing it out of his own self-preservation.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's great advice to everyone. We would ask them to read the book, The Gifts of Acceptance, Embracing People and Things as They Are.
Daniel, thank you so very much for writing such a great book and such a great interview. Really appreciate it. And folks, we appreciate you. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Thank you.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.